Ladies and gentlemen, there are plenty of well-meaning people who've tried to do good things in the world. They've gotten involved with sustainability efforts or animal rights groups or biodiversity preservation initiatives or deforestation prevention programs or promoting the vegan diet, whatever. They find somehow that these well-meaning organizations are actually not what they seem. There's more to the story there. And in fact, they're more like cover stories for agendas of control, for Agenda 2030, for the World Economic Forum's Great Reset and Fourth Industrial Revolution. Such is certainly the case with the document I want to share with you today, which is being released from the World Economic Forum itself, entitled Investing in Forests, The Business Case. Now, behind this document is their new project, 1T.org, which sounds fantastic. It's an ambitious project with the goal of launching a trillion trees by, 2030, of course. So how can that be a bad thing? I mean, is this just one good thing that they're doing amidst a sea of evil agendas? Or again, is there more to the story? Let's take a look at this today, because I think what we'll find is that investing in forests is actually intimately tied with the Agenda 2030 attempt to take total control over all resources and economic activity on the planet. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And I want to begin by starting with the authors of this new World Economic Forum report, Investing in Forests. Among them, none other than Nicole Schwab herself, the daughter of Klaus Schwab. Here she is talking at the Investing in Forests Sustainable Development Conference 2020. Nicole went, like her father, to the Harvard Kennedy School there at Harvard to get a public policy degree. She didn't study under Kissinger, like her father, but she also is author, as you can see down here, of Heart of the Labyrinth, a spiritual parable offering a message of earth-centered wisdom. So she's part of this Gaia worship cult. And that's why this is her role there at the World Economic Forum, is the Investing in Forests project. When we look at the document and what it is that Nicole Schwab and the World Economic Forum are talking about, it starts off with some relatively ambiguous but just generally environmental sounding language from the executive summary. In the face of interconnected crises of nature loss, the biodiversity appeal, and climate change, investing in forest conservation and restoration can benefit businesses as they become leading actors in this transition to a nature-positive, net-zero economy. So already we see we're tied to this net-zero carbon emissions total enslavement program. But again, the executive summary has just got some flowery language about how if we don't invest in forests, then there won't be an environment in the future, and we won't be able to make a profit. Here's a little bit more from this document. Businesses now need to invest in forests. They are able to secure new economic opportunities there. That sounds like there's more than just planting trees, right? Let's keep reading, find out what they're talking about. Using their existing assets to support forests. Well, we can also fund forest conservation and restoration, even if outside their core business, as part of our broader decarbonization, nature-positive, sustainable strategies. So again, net zero. And then it's not until we read down here, what are these monitoring tools that are being described for the supporting the forest's effort? Monitoring is a word that actually appears tens of times in this document. Let's just set that aside for a second. The document then goes on to say that now that we're building back better, we have some social momentum to capitalize on. So now is the time for you and your organization to invest in forests. In fact, the number of corporate commitments to reach net zero has doubled over the past year. We saw Visa and all the major airlines and other companies coming out and saying we're going to drop and become carbon zero by 2050, sometimes by 2030, depends. And then the document goes on to highlight a few different case studies of big companies that are already investing in forests, which is great because finally we can get a taste of what the heck that actually means. Amazon, Nestle, Suzano, Salesforce, Rabobank. And if you look at what they're doing, it says, oh, Amazon's throwing $100 million investing in forests. Sounds generous. Nestle, supporting restoration in Ghana. Suzano, conserving lots of forests in Brazil. Salesforce, creating forest tools. Rabobank, supporting reforestation with $1 billion. These are some big dollar amounts and lofty sounding goals. Let's take some closer looks. Starting with case study number one, Nestle. We're transitioning away from avoided deforestation, in other words, harm reduction, to positive action for forests. Positive for nature. Approach. Nestle is evolving from an avoided deforestation strategy to a more proactive approach that incorporates forest reforestation and conservation across its value chains. We're throwing $2.7 million at protecting and restoring the forest reserve. And then down here on the right, we're also going to support and fund long-term monitoring approaches to track progress and demonstrate permanence. So planting trees is the first hint we get here. Planting trees is enough. We only threw $2 million at that. More long-term, the funds are going to monitoring the forest. Okay, that's Nestle's investment in the trees. What about Suzano? Suzano has set aside 900,000 hectares for permanent conservation. Well, that sounds a lot like the 30-30 plan that Boris Johnson and Joe Biden are doing. We're going to push humans and all farming and economic activity off of the land and back into the smart cities with you, right? So conservation seems to be hand-in-hand with the UN's biodiversity initiatives and pushing people into smart cities so they can be controlled. And then again, bottom right, Suzano also investing in monitoring tools to protect forests from illegal logging and improve the effectiveness of conservation activities. So, we told you to get off our land, we conserved the land, and then we spent a bunch of money on monitoring the forest. That's Suzano. The Investing in Trees document then goes on to say, here's how the tech companies could help. For example, the tech sector can develop new digital tools and innovations to support the monitoring, again that word, of conservation and restoration projects. For example, geospatial mapping, satellite and drone data, sensors and data processing. Here's some examples. Pacama, a tech startup. Just some small tech startup, they tell sort of how they phrase it. Combining satellite, drone, and LiDAR scans of forest with machine learning to assess the carbon storage potential of forests and detect large changes in canopy cover. Before we go on, here is Pacama's site talking about carbon credits and how you can trust them to audit whether the carbon credits are actually authentic, so you should buy your carbon credits from Pacama. Pacama was chosen as a 2021 prime year by Bloomberg. If you check into who's funding them here at Crunchbase, you can see that they were a Y Combinator company, and they got their subsequent rounds from Breakthrough Energy Ventures, who, as I've mentioned before, is the VC that was funded by Bill Gates. So while the World Economic Forum tells you they're just some small startup, no, it's a Y Combinator incubator launched, Bill Gates funded GPS and drone data AI company. Okay, so that's their first example of how we can invest in forests, is use AI on satellite data. Here's another example from the World Economic Forum. Google has also collaborated with the World Resources Institute to launch Global Forest Watch, an online monitoring platform tracking deforestation, which is integrating high-res monthly data made available from so on and so forth. Here is the Global Forest Watch, sponsored in part by Google. Forest monitoring designed for action. Global Forest Watch offers the latest data, tech, and tools to empower people everywhere to protect forests. So that's the pitch here is we're protecting the forests. We're going to give you real-time satellite and drone and high-resolution data so that you can do whatever it is you want. We're not responsible for that. If you are the green police from there, well, that's up to you. And that's exactly what they have created. Here is the Global Forest Watch map, where you can see areas in purple that are losing their tree color, although they actually go on to say here, there's a little note, yeah, tree cover is not always deforestation, so maybe don't fly off your handle here. And then areas in green where tree cover is actually increasing. And some of the technology ties to planet.com, like this paper, universal access to satellite monitoring paves the way to protect the world's tropical forests. You can read down here. Universal access to high-res satellite monitoring of the tropics to support efforts to stop deforestation and save the forest. So let me just pause for a moment and make it abundantly clear that we've gone from this idea of investing in forests, right? Plant some trees, to a global, real-time satellite and drone monitoring of all activity on the planet so that we can detect deforestation, right? So that we can enforce the fact that you're not allowed to harvest resources anymore. Suddenly we begin to see that this is the Agenda 2030, complete awareness and tracking of all resources on the planet. You're not allowed to cut that tree down. You're not allowed to harvest lumber so you can build a house since it can't afford it anymore. You're not allowed to take down that tree to heat your house since you can't afford the gas anymore. No, no, no. We saw you from space because we're investing in forests and we were able to track you down. And that's exactly what this is, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another example of it from skytruth.org, an Orwellian named site. We work with forward-thinking, problem-solving organizations and individuals whose philanthropic support, technical expertise, or activism facilitates or empowers SkyTruth's efforts to stop environmental damage. It's for your safety, just like the contact tracing. It's to save the Earth. Right, it's always an appeal. Look at the partners behind SkyTruth. There's Amazon and their web services division. There's Google, again. There's Planet, at whom we just looked. Also there with Wildlife Conservation Society and National Geographic and so forth. So having now surfaced that this investing in forests actually means not a couple million dollars for planting trees, but the other $1 billion for building satellites and drone high-res monitoring and real-time capabilities of notifying law enforcement about people cutting down trees. Let's take a look at some of the other case studies the World Economic Forum's Investing in Trees document goes through, like IDH, who created their $1 billion Agri-3 fund. Sounds very generous, right? You can plant a lot of trees with $1 billion. From IDH's site, our fund enables others to help facilitate the transition towards more sustainable food systems. And now we see that investing in trees actually has a lot to do with food production and with this fundamental transformation of the food system that World Economic Forum is also working with Eat Lancet, Davos for Food, as they call themselves, to help achieve. IDH's, some of their projects are very closely aligned, to say the least, with Gates Foundation and the Ag One Initiative to help accelerate the deployment of new sustainable technologies to small farms in underdeveloped areas. In other words, we're going to go into rural populations and overwrite their indigenous practices, take away their heirloom genetics, and then give them instead these Terminator seeds and this biotech that we've created. This is overriding traditional humanity and installing the fourth industrial revolution, the ag tech based biotech nanotech food system. And if you look at, again, at this $1 billion fund, it would plant a lot of trees. That's not what they're using with the money, right? Just like Amazon, $2 million for trees, $100 million for their global monitoring platform. IDH, $1 billion, a couple million for trees, hundreds of millions of dollars going to artificial intelligence used to track water usage on small farms, which again ties back to that Agenda 2030 goal, tracking and tracing all resources on the planet at all times. Here's Amazon. Like I said, couple million dollars. It's a pittance, 3.75 million euro to the Nature Conservancy to try and put some green stuff on buildings in Germany. Again, look, I love that. I want to see urban gardens. I want to see people have front yard gardens. Don't get me wrong. I would support that. I'm glad they gave $3 million. But the other $100 million of their sustainability efforts is going to carbon farming and, like I said, injecting these new techniques, dictating how farmers will be allowed to grow food going forward. So it's just, again, this story over and over. Here's a couple bucks for trees, and then we're going to spend a ton of money to enslave you. And that's the bottom line of what all of this is. Amazon using some of that money just to conserve 4 million acres, like the previous report. This ties into the 30-30 report. We're going to buy a bunch of land, like Bill Gates buying up all the farmland, and we're going to kick you off of it. And you can have your tiny room in the smart cities while the rest of us are conserving land. That's how you decode this language. Now let's return to the Investing in Forests document. Here's page 34. Businesses, because I want to finish up with what the World Economic Forum is proposing in this new Investing in Forests document. Businesses can use their skills and knowledge to introduce new products to support effective forest conservation and restoration. Like what? Again, like new technology to enhance forest monitoring. This is a surveillance system. This isn't investing in trees. It's surveillance and tracking. Here's another example. Effective investments also require rigorous monitoring, and reporting strategies with long-term tracking to ensure forest permanence. No one will be allowed to touch it. And then finally, enabling natural regeneration requires regular monitoring. I'm serious. That is the most frequent word in Investing in Trees document. Monitor. And that should tell you everything you need to know about the true nature of the World Economic Forum's intentions behind this investing in the trees. It has nothing to do with planting trees or saving the forest or biodiversity or anything. It has to do with a massive global surveillance system to track and trace you and to keep you from harvesting their resources. That's how they think of this. And it looks a lot like Al Gore's initiative that he launched last year during the pandemic, Climate Trace, not Contact Trace, Climate Trace, where they use data, again, they use data from satellites to monitor real-time emissions of greenhouse gases anywhere on the planet. So that if you're burning one thing too many, or if you've got one cow fart too many, then they can see that, they get a little alert, and then they send off a little notification to the green police. You can see these two systems have a lot in common. Protecting the forests or watching for greenhouse gas actually means surveilling everyone on the planet at all times and notifying the green police, the officials, of illegal activity. So the next time someone says, "Hi, I want you to worship Gaia and save the planet and invest in the trees," you can say, "No, thank you. You are a Satanist totalitarian attempting to surveil and enslave everyone. And I want no part in your shenanigans." And ladies and gentlemen, we must spread the word about this. These people are taking advantage of the goodwill of humanity. And I do. I basically believe that humans are good and that they mean well. The good news is I hear from people every day that are getting involved in, like I said, in biodiversity or sustainability or vegan diet or any of these things that have been whitewashed and then used for Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, World Economic Forum purposes. But they're increasingly realizing it. They're sensing that there's something wrong here, isn't there? And they're coming forward. And so if you're in one of these organizations and you have information, please do reach out. You can reach me at icesagefarmer@protonmail.com. But for today, now you know what it means. That's how the World Economic Forum invests in trees. They attempt to enslave you. Don't let it happen. Thanks for watching, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on icesagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast, if you appreciate this information, please help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at icesagefarmer.com/support. and I very genuinely appreciate your help. I couldn't do this without you. For now, folks, thanks for watching, and be well.